Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Nun Tet. Why do things always look so dire at night? L'menatzeach al tashchet l'David michtam, b'shloch Shaul v'yishmeru et habayit l'amito. For the lead player, al tashchet, a David michtam, when Shaul sent guards to David's house to kill him. This is the third perek of al tashchet. The fourth in the series where David is looking at the concept of tzedek, and yet another parak that recalls a historic event. Shaul has tried twice to kill David, or to be more specific, has tried to kill David with a chanit, with a spear. This doesn't include all the dangerous missions that Shaul has sent David on, hoping that David would die that way. Shaul has shifted from trying to cause David to die in battle to trying to kill him secretly, making it look like an accident. Oops, the chanit slipped. To actively pursuing David with an attempt to kill him. This mizmor recalls the first place David seeks refuge when Shaul begins to pursue him. David runs home to the house that he shares with his wife Michal, who also happens to be the daughter of Shaul. It is night, and Michal makes it clear that if David does not escape now, during the night, the messengers of Shaul will surely capture him in the morning. So it is night, and David can hear the voices of the guards who have surrounded the house, voices that are going to sound a little bit like dogs barking, as we will see in the Mizmor. David escapes out the window and runs to the house of Shmuel Hanavi in Ramah. David uses the imagery of night and day to convey what he was feeling at the time. He compares the guards to howling dogs and their lips to swords. There are three parts to this mizmor. When David was trying to kill him by throwing the chanit, when at night he's hiding at home from the shomrim, from the guards who have surrounded his house, and then cursing his enemies. L'menatzeach al tashchet l'David michtam, b'shloch Shaul v'yishmeru et habayit l'amito. For the lead player, al tashchet, a David michtam, when Shaul sent out and they kept watch over the house to put him to death. The Midrash Tehillim has many ideas that it learns from this mizmor and quotes psukim to connect it. The first from Kohelet, the second from Mishlei, both written by Shlomo HaMelech, David's son. The first is Kohelet Perek Daled, Tovim Hashnaim Min Ha'echad, two are better than one, V'chut HaMeshulash Lo B'mehera Yinatek, and the thrice woven string won't quickly tear apart. And from this the Midrash learns that when you go on a journey, you should always have two people, even better to have three, because if something happens, the other person can help you if necessary. And we think of this in terms of David, it took quite a few people to help him to escape. He was only able to escape because different people were helping him, in this case, his wife Michal, who covered for him and let him out down the window. Another thing that the Tovim Hashnaim we learn out, Tzadik ben Tzadik can have more zchut from the family, and three generations of a Tzadik ben Tzadik ben Tzadik is even better, so that if there is a rasha once or twice within the generational line, the cord won't break. It will revert back to being a Tzadik much quicker. The third thing the Midrash learns out, better to have two protectors, and sometimes even three is better. And we see from this specific to the story of David that both Michal, Shaul's daughter, David's wife, and Yonatan, Shaul's son and David's best friend, had David's back. And we know from the psukim how much both loved them, loved David. And the third in this case would be Bnei Israel, who also loved David for all that he did for them. While Kohelet looks negatively on women, and Perek Zayin will say, Motze ani mar mimavet et ha'isha, far bitter than death I find a wife, in Mishlei, the outlook is more positive, and that is what the Midrash Tehillim quotes in this pasuk, Matza isha matza tov, from Mishlei Perek Yudchet, when you find a woman, you have found good. Describes Michal, who went against her father to save David, and we have an interesting reason for why she is referred to as Egla, as one of the wives that is listed with David in Shmuel Bet. Why? Because she did not accept the ol aviha, the yoke of her father, which is what calves routinely have around their neck. She did not accept it, but stood up to him to protect her husband, to protect David, when her father, Shaul, was trying to kill him. Pasuk bet. Hatzileni me'oivai elokai, mimit komemai tesakveni. Save me from my enemies, my God. Over those who rise against me, make me safe. The enemies are those who could have harmed me. These men were the real enemies of David, since they were envious of his growing power. This is what Rav Hirsch says. They sought to achieve their own rise to might and to consolidate their power by bringing David down. Pasuk Gimel. Hatileni mipoalei aven umeanshei damim hoshieni. Save me from the wrongdoers and from the men of bloodshed. Rescue me, says Sforno. Save me from those who want to drag me from my bed and to kill me. Don't let them succeed, says Rav Hirsch. Deliver me from the deadly peril that they have planned for me at Shaul's behest. Pasuk Dalet. Ki hine arvu lenafshi yaguru alai azim lo pishi v'lo chatati Hashem. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The powerful scheme against me, not for my wrong nor for my offense, O Lord. Pasukei b'li avon yerutzun v'konanu ura likrati ure. For no misdeed they rush and prepare themselves. Arise toward me and see. What is the misdeed? The avon, the sin that I have done, says the Malbim. They think that there is no sin in what they do, that they are justified in wanting to kill me. Rav Hirsch, they show themselves as strong because they fawn upon those who have been favored with power or good fortune. I, says David, have not committed any transgression. For this reason, I presume to call upon you. I know that this trouble is a manifestation of your love in which you train me by subjecting me to these tests. Let me say that point again, because it's something that resonates a lot with David and is so unbelievable. I know that this misfortune is a manifestation of you and by which you train me by subjecting me to these tests. Pasuk Vav. Vata Hashem Elokim Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael. Hakitza lifkod kol hagoyim, al tachon kol bogdei aven sela. And you, Lord, God of armies, God of Israel, awake to make the reckoning with all the nations. Do not pardon all the wrongdoing traitors. Radak says that these psukim are more trying to show Hashem, that David is trying to show Hashem what will happen if Hashem doesn't respond. That when people see that others can pursue David in a way that's contrary to what is right, that they're willing to slander to get Shaul angry at David, and that such people are not punished, he's going to question how long is this going to take till the world starts to shift and until they're going to believe that everything is right and ethical. Rav Hirsch is adding that the very question of justice and tzedek is at stake if you, Hashem, allow them to continue without being punished. Pasuk Zayin. Yashuvu la'erev yehamu chachelev v'yisovivu ir. They come back at evening. They mutter like dogs. They prowl around the town. The guards circled the house that David was in, howling like dogs as they were searching for me. Or perhaps there were actual dogs set to circle the house and the city. David, even still, was able to escape, and he would not have been able to escape had he not had help. Pasuk Chet. Hine yabiyun v'fihem charavot b'siftotehem ki mi shomea. They speak with their mouths and swords in their lips, for who would hear, says Ibn Ezra. They growl like dogs and think that God does not hear their secret, that they wish to kill David. Pasuk Tet. Vata Hashem tizchak lamo tilag l'chol goyim. You, Lord, laugh at them, mock all the nations. Radak, when you hear what they want to do to me, you, Hashem, mock them and play with them that they should not have any power to do as they wish, just as you mock the other nations who deny your existence. Pasuk Yud. Uzo elecha ishmora ki elokim miskabi. My strength, for you I keep watch, for God is my fortress. Because you are the powerful one, Hashem, you protect me from Shaul, and it is upon you I lean. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Elokei chasdi yekadmeni, Elokim yareini besorarai. My steadfast God will come to meet me. God will grant me sight of my enemy's defeat. Ibn Ezra notes that God is the cause of my mercy. That's what David is saying. For he knows, continues David, that I did not sin against him. He will come to meet me and punish them in accordance with their deeds. And Hashem will let me see my desires fulfilled upon my enemies. Yudbet al tahargem penishkechu ami haniemo bechelcha v'horidemu magineinu adoshem. Do not kill them, lest my people forget. Through your force, make them wander, pull them down, our shield and master. The Yalkut Shimoni notes that David is asking Hashem not to kill people like Doeg and Achitophel, because people might then forget their evil doings, since people often forget those who have died. Rather, what is David asking? Bring them down from their greatness, make them wander to and fro for their food. That is the way the lesson will be long remembered. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Chatat Pimo Devar Sefatemo, V'Yilachdu V'Go'onam U'Mi'ala U'Mikachash Yisaperu. Through their mouths offense, the word of their lips, they will be trapped in their haughtiness, and through the oaths and the falsehood they utter. From the sin that came out of their mouths, they are being punished and brought down because of their excessive pride and greatness. They will be caught in their lies and brought down by arrogance. This is a combination of the Yalkut Shimoni and Rashi. Rav Hirsch adds, every word their lips utter is a sinful misuse of the gift of speech. They publicly proclaim their criminal character and thus forfeit all atonement for sin. Kalev v'chema, kalev v'enemo, v'yedu ki Elokim Moshel b'Yaakov le'afzei ha'aretz selah. Destroy, O destroy in wrath that they be no more, and it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Yaakov. The Targum translation says, destroy them in anger, destroy them until they are no more, that they may know that God rules in Yaakov till the ends of the earth. And Sforno adds, it will be known at the end of days that the God of Yaakov of Israel is a God who judges fairly. Pasuk Tetvav, V'yashuvu la'erev, yehamu chachelev, yisovivu ir. They come back at evening, they mutter like dogs, they prowl around the town. Hema yini'un le'echol im lo yizbe'u v'yalinu. They wander in search of food, and if they are not sated, they keep on wandering until they are sated and pass the night. Pasuk Yud Zayin, va'ani ashir uzecha va'aranen la'boker chastecha. I shall sing of your strength and chant gladly each morning. Ki hayita miskav li, because you were a fortress for me, umanos biyom tsarli, a haven while I was in straits. When I am rescued, David says, I will sing in the morning about your strength. Every morning I will praise the kindness you did for me, because you were my fortress in my time of need and helped me to run away when I had to. Uzecha elecha azamera, pasuk yudchet, the final pasuk of this mizmor, ki Elokim miskabi elokei chasdi, my strength. To you I would hymn, for God is my fortress, my steadfast God. There is a switch from uzo, his strength, in pasuk yud, to uzi, my strength. Since here at the time of trouble, I was hoping to be saved, and now that I am saved, it is my chesed that you have given me, and now becomes mine. There is a shift in this mizmor. David shifts from begging Hashem to save him from his personal enemies to begging God to take care of all of the enemies of Israel. He then shifts from the individual to the communal, from praying about his personal trials and tribulations to praying on behalf of the nation about whom he is already crowned as king. And there is a second shift, even more dramatic, where he asks Hashem to bring down the enemies but not to kill them. Why? So that Bnei Israel will listen and remember. It is hard after a disaster to remember how difficult it was. It is hard to remember lessons learned if all the evidence of that hardship is erased. It can be hard to remember the oz, the strength, the might, the chesed, how God was our shield, maginenu, destroying the enemies enough to remove the threat, but leaving them around as a reminder is deemed by David to be the best outcome. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.